So we are continuing Mirat Hashem in Perek Beis in Tanya. So remember again, at the beginning of this chapter, the Baal Tanya spoke about this idea that a Jew is in possession of a neshama, and the neshama is chilek elokam mima'al mamish. It is a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a piece of the Ribono Shel Olam, mamish. Mamish means an actuality. In other words, this is not the hyperbolic statement, but rather at the end of the day, this literally again is a literal statement. A literal statement about the nature of the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the neshama of the Jews. So the Baal HaTanya continues and he says, Kimoshe Kasov, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. So again, remember again, the Pasuk says, when Hashem created Adam and Chava, so it's by Adam, it says, he blew into his nostrils the breath of life. V'ata nafach tabi. Or again, we say in Berachas HaTorah, Elokayim Neshama, Ata nafach tabi, Hashem, my neshama, you have blown it into me. Now what is this? Kimoshe Kasov, Azar, Man denofich mitofei nafach. When you go out and you blow, so that breath comes from deep inside of you. Perish mitochioso umipniminioso, from the inside of you. Shetochios upnimios haches shaba adam motzi benefichaso bakoach. This is a very beautiful idea. So the Rebbe writes, quoting the Zohar over here, that when we speak about this idea of like blowing, right? So blowing by definition means that I'm going and I'm taking something from within me, like the air within me, and I'm sharing it with someone else. And the Rebbe writes as follows, quite beautiful. He says, "Akasu mitaris nisinas haneshama begufo sha'adam rishon b'loshon vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim." Now, what the Baal Tanya is picking up is as follows. The Pasuk could have just said, Vayitein ba'adam nishmas chayim. Hashem placed the neshama into man. Why does it have to say vayipach, that he blew life into man? Like, what's the pshat? Or in Elokai neshama, that we say every single morning, when referencing the neshama, why do we say, ata nefachta, Hashem, you blew life into me, the neshama into me. Why that? Let's just say, you gave me the neshama, you placed it. What do you mean you blew it into me? He says, Ome acha she'in la'kodesh baruch hu demos ha'gof, chas ha'shalom, v'lo ye'aro lo ma'oros ha'gufos, muvan sha'teir vayipach, klape ma'elohu mashal. Obviously, it's not literal, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, does not have a goof, he doesn't have a body. And therefore, by definition, again, you know, anything physical is purely anthropomorphic. So obviously, the Torah is trying to impress something upon us when it uses this lashon of Hashem blowing life into us. So what's the message that's being conveyed? And this is quite beautiful. So then he quotes the Zohar. Mavar b'Zohar, temaylos vayipachi b'kach man dinafach mitofei nafach. When you blow, the air comes from within you. What does this mean? Perish. This is actually very beautiful. Yesh shnei ofanim shayada motzi adam hevel mipid. There are two ways that a person, so to speak, could share breath. Dibur on neficha. So literally, again, speaking, or neficha is like to blow. He says, what's the difference? Vahedlo b'nehem, ha-hevel shiyotzi mipiv sha'adab b'diburo, meluvash bo koach b'chiyos ma'at maz'ir. So listen to this. He says, when you speak, by definition, you're sharing your breath, right? But again, that breath is not from the deepest part of my core. It's from me, of course. And that's, by the way, the power of words is that words, it's not just the pshat that I'm sharing sound. Words, I'm sharing breath. And when I go ahead and I share breath, I'm literally sharing a piece of myself. But with words, it's more what the Rebbe would refer to almost as like external breath. On the other hand, aval hevel hayotzi b'koach hanofeach demitofon davach, meluvash bo koach v'chiyus pnimius mebchinas hanefesh achaya. And he says something very interesting. He says, however, he says that when a person goes ahead and literally blows with force, right, exhales or blows with force, that air, that koach is coming from inside of me. And he writes in the bracket over here, he says, V'lachein, Adam hanofeach bekoach misayif b'mehiros, mashayin kem b'dibor. That's why, again, person could speak a lot and not get tired, but yet if a person forcefully exhales or forcefully blows, they become tired. Why? Because when I'm speaking, the breath that I'm sharing is not from deep within my core. But when I exhale, when I blow forcefully, it is. U'kishem, so listen to this idea. So, u'kishem shebenefichu gashmis melubash koach p'nimisha adam. So the same way that when I forcefully exhale, I blow, so that ruach, right, that breath is coming from deep inside of me. Kimokin haloshon vayipach shenemar klapei mayla mora alkach shanashama nimshecha miatokios vapenimo shala kodesh baruch hu. This is very beautiful. So that's why does the pasuk say that Hashem blew life into man, or elokai neshama, right? Shenasata b'tohorihi, Hashem, the neshama you gave me, ata nefach tabi, you blew it into me. Why the loshon blowing? Because when you blow something, by definition, the breath comes from deep within you. So we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama you put into Adam, you literally again breathed it, you blew it into his nostrils. The neshama of man comes from deep within the core of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single morning, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us back our neshama, he didn't just give it to me. Ata nefachta bi. You blew it into me. It's coming from the deepest core of the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Rebbe says, he says, V'zohi hama'ala haniflah shebenishmos Yisrael asher kol levam. And in this way, we understand the unique position that man has, more than like the rest of creation. Ba'ot sheshar hanivraim v'afilu malachim halyonim nirvu v'kayomim rak b'diburo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kimo shekasa b'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu u'kima'amar ba'asara ma'amaros nivra'ol. This is very interesting, by the way. If you look at the rest of creation, how is everything else in the world made? It was made with dibor, with speech. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar, Vayehi Ar. So amazingly enough, what happened? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let there be light, and there was light. In other words, he spoke it. The Gemara says that the world was created with Asara Ma'amoros. Ultimately, again, with ten utterances, 10 forms of speech. So amazingly enough, we see over here, everything else in the world was created with speech. There's only thing that one thing that was created with breath, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adibar eino ela ha'ara mechitzoni ha'sachiyos elokis. So again, so remember, everything else was made with speech, ultimately, again, which is beautiful. But again, what does speech represent? And speech is powerful also, because speech is still a sharing of breath. But what type of breath? More external breath. So therefore, everything else in the world was made, ultimately, again, with speech. Only one thing was made with blowing, right? With breath from the deepest core, and that's man. He says, Hare nishmos Yisrael, nimshichu mitochios upinimios ha'elokos. But ultimately, again, the Jewish neshama, man was not spoken into existence, right? There wasn't a dibor of, you know, let there be man, and there was man. It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, Nas Adam, let us make man, but there is more of a conversation. But the actual creation of man itself is done by breath, to highlight this idea. To teach us that the neshama of the Yid, the neshama of the Jew, comes from the deepest core, from the deepest part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Baal HaTanya means when he says that the neshama of the Jew is literally a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from the breath, from the deepest breath, from the blowing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deepest part of Hashem, the tochios, the insides of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just simply that a Yiddish neshama, that a Jewish soul, is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but literally, again, it comes from the breath, from the innermost depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's where Anishama comes from. All right, we'll say Shkayach, we'll stop over here for this evening. Look forward to continuing. Have a wonderful day.